will it end? I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. That's what people in California are asking as a string of storms has battered the state since just 2 days after Christmas.
These storms wreaking havoc on the area. Businesses damaged, homes flooded, and people just trying to get by, looking at their beaches, which are now littered with massive trees and other debris coming down off the mountain sides from these rains that have saturated the area. The Pacific Ocean with large waves smashing into the shoreline.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray. Tens of thousands of people are without power. Thousands ordered to evacuate from Santa Barbara County. 90% of the state's under a flood watch, and at least 14 people confirmed dead. The Justice Department is reviewing a batch of potentially classified documents recovered at President Biden's former office.
The special counsel to the president says Mr. Biden's personal attorneys found the materials on November 2nd, clearing out the space the president used from 2017 to 2019 after serving as vice president, explaining the National Archives took possession of them the next day, adding the president's personal attorneys have cooperated with the archives and the Department of Justice in a process to ensure that any Obama-Biden administration records are appropriately in the possession of the archives.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. More than 7,000 nurses in New York City are on strike. They say they are exhausted and burned out. A blowout in last night's college football championship game. Georgia dominating TCU 65-7 to win the title. The Bulldogs taking the lead early on.
The play action. Bennett looks down the middle. McCarthy's wide open. Touchdown, Dogs.
That call on ESPN. The number one Bulldogs becoming the first back-to-back national champions in a decade. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
University of Idaho students are returning to campus for the spring semester while a man suspected of killing four of their classmates awaits trial.
The University of Idaho officially begins its spring semester Wednesday, and many students are returning for the first time since the November 13 killings, when they left campus in fear with a killer on the loose. Now they have the small comfort of knowing police say that in accused killer Brian Koberger, they have their man. Koberger, a 28-year-old PhD criminology student, will make his second court appearance in Moscow on Thursday. It's a status hearing that is unlikely to reveal much new information or answer outstanding questions such as, where is the murder weapon? Did Koberger dispose of what would have been heavily bloodstained clothing during what police say was a circuitous drive he took from the crime scene to his apartment on campus at nearby Washington State University?
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Federal regulators are looking into Elon Musk's possible plans for self-driving Teslas. He tweeted that Tesla might allow some drivers who are testing the full self-driving system to disable an alert that reminds them to keep their hands on the wheel. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration telling Tesla it wants more information on that. Prince Harry's memoir officially goes on sale today.
The new memoir from Prince Harry called Spare is now on bookstore shelves and promises a lot of revealing details that his brother and father, King Charles, may not be too happy about. Shannon Felton Spence is a royals expert and says the family fallout from the book could be big.
I think everybody should be really nervous. It's going to be interesting to see how the palace responds.
Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a UN report says Earth's protective ozone layer is slowly but noticeably healing at a pace that could fill the hole within 43 years. I'm Carmen Roberts. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.